Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
You know what this is?
A commercial.
Right, and you know what that means.
Time for a snack?
Wrong. I want you to do some heart-healthy exercise. Yes, you! Try some seated leg extensions right now. Just lift each leg up and extend it straight one at a time, 6 to 8 times.
I can do that.
Yes, you can. Remember, every commercial is a chance to sneak in heart-healthy activity. Visit FindExerciseAnywhere.com and speak with your doctor to learn more about the risks of heart failure.
Now, News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Bo Thompson here, and before I bring on my next guest, let's update you on the situation. Russia and Iran apparently attempting to influence the 2020 election. Here's Fox's Trey Yingst.
The FBI held a press conference on Wednesday detailing how both Russia and Iran are trying to influence the 2020 elections. FBI Director Christopher Wray, as well as Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe, confirmed that Iran is behind emails sent to voters in four battleground states threatening them. The fake emails were said to be sent by the Proud Boys group and warned that they would come after voters if they didn't vote for Trump. At the press conference, the intelligence chiefs also confirmed that Russia has obtained voter information as they did in 2016. The registration info doesn't have to be hacked in certain states and is publicly available. In others, the Russians and Iranians would have had to gain access in certain areas to vendor and state systems. As he has done in the past, Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied any involvement, saying Russia is only an onlooker. Both Wray and Ratcliffe worked to convince voters that they would have nothing to worry about going into the elections next month.
You should be confident that your vote counts. Early, unverified claims to the contrary should be viewed with a healthy dose of skepticism. The men and women of the FBI remain committed to protecting the American people, our democracy, and the integrity of our elections. We are not going to let our guard down.
Christopher Wray, the FBI director right there, and he was joined in that press conference by John Ratcliffe. That's Trey Yingst, easy for me to say, reporting for Fox News. Let's bring her on the line right now, our cybersecurity expert on a Thursday, because there's breaking news. Teresa Payton, good morning to you.
Hi, Bo. Good morning.
So I got a text from you last night right before this happened, and this is how it kind of goes with Teresa. That's why I love her, because she's always on this story before, this type of story before anybody else. But you said something's about to go down. There's about to be a press conference, and sure enough, there it was. What's your reaction to all this?
Well, I mean, to me, it was a watershed moment for many reasons, Bo. I mean, first of all, I don't know how Putin is feeling about this morning, but Iran just leapfrogged him in a manipulation scheme in global elections. So, you know, obviously they both deny that they're involved, but a little one-upsmanship happened here. I applaud the FBI and DHS for having that public press conference and all the hard work that went into uncovering this. Thankfully, they said our election systems, I was a little worried because they used election systems when they said we're going to have a press briefing. They said none of them been hacked. But the hacking of our minds and our hearts and how we think about voting or not voting at all, that actually may be worse. And so there's a lot of unanswered questions here, like what kind of data? Where did they steal it from? We know it's publicly available, but was it appended with other data? And these are the things we've found so far. What about the known unknowns? What other political manipulation campaigns are going on right now that haven't been discovered.
So here you have Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe in this press conference, who Trump is a fan of. Christopher Wray, I wouldn't necessarily put him in that category with the president right now, the director of the FBI. And now what I wonder is, tonight you have the big showdown between Biden and Trump. I wonder if this topic, this breaking story, finds its way into the discussion tonight.
I don't know how it couldn't. It's very relevant, and people may remember it was just a few weeks ago that the current administration imposed additional crushing sanctions on Iran, and so this could be a form of political payback. This is very disturbing. The other thing is it did make it to Twitter. So these emails and the videos actually left the emails, went to Twitter. Twitter says, well, we shut it down quickly. But as you and I know, Bo, you can't tell people to unsee what they saw. And people tend to grab videos. They will come back, and they may be traded and shared within private messaging platforms.
Real quick, the headline is Russia and Iran. And obviously, Iran is not a name we've associated with this like we have Russia in the past several years. But there's a point of delineation here, correct?
There is a point of delineation. And so Iran was very focused on voter intimidation and disinformation. And as I learned in writing my book, Manipulated, on this very topic, it's not always about picking winners and losers, although clearly Iran has a favorite and Russia may have a favorite, just like China and North Korea do. But Russia's approach to this is very different. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. I believe China, North Korea are also playing a role in misinformation manipulation campaigns, but more to come on that.
You mentioned Twitter. You can follow Teresa on Twitter, at Tracker Payton, for all the latest information, just like I do. Hey, thanks for calling in on short notice, but who else would I talk to in a situation like this? You're the best. Thank you.
Oh, you're the best, too, Bo. It's always great to talk to you.
There she is, Teresa Payton, our cybersecurity expert.